Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. For those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad that you all could tune in. And then those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Recording artist Louis is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to be able to see the way that his music has been able to touch people literally around the world. Also talk to him about what it's been like for him to not only be able to write songs that capture people's attention, but also how he's been able to use his own personal experiences to be able to show other people what's possible for them. The single that he's promoting right now is called "Bout It." You guys will actually hear it during our segment, and we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But Louis, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, man? Doing good.
Hey, man, glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you on the single. As I said, we're going to be hearing it a little bit later. Louis, what has it been like for you as you've kind of reflected on this year? What has it been like for you to not only to be doing what you love, but also to see the way that people are showing love for it?
I mean, I'm appreciated for everything and every opportunity that I have. Just more than just showing the kids how to do stuff, like around my neighborhood and around my area, because at the end of the day, it's just hard to prospect from where we come from. So for what I'm in a position to be showing and showing the kids and showing all the, you know, other peers and my peers and all that stuff, this is showing that, you know, it's other avenues outside the city, you know.
Right. You know, I think that's a really good point, Louis. And I think, you know, for our audience out there, no matter where they're listening to us or how they're listening to us, I think we all know what it's like to kind of be, you know, people automatically think of certain things when they think of certain areas. Of course, when they think of success, a lot of times they think of New York or California or these days Atlanta. But, you know, I think what you've been able to do, and I think, you know, what it really shows is that it doesn't really matter so much as to what you come from, but also what you're able to do with what you have. When did you realize that, though, Louis? When did you realize you didn't have to be in these other quote-unquote big cities in order to be successful?
I realized that actually maybe when I lost my daughter. I mean, because like I said, when you're coming from where I'm coming from, you still like still in that mindset of, you know, no, there's no way out. So when after I lost my daughter, it was like it made me just, you know, venture out and start, you know, just finding an avenue, a different way to, you know, the way of life, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just New York, I visit New York, I visit Atlanta, I visit California, I visit Miami. So when I started traveling, that's when I realized it's a bigger world out here, you know, so.
Yeah. And you've been able to bring that flavor to definitely to where you are. We're going to talk more about influence later, Louis, because you mentioned, you know, of course, being able to show, you know, especially the young people more. I mean, when it came to music, was that a natural thing for you? I mean, have you always been a person who's known that you were a storyteller?
I mean, I started off being a producer, so, yeah, pretty much. I mean, just being around artists that shows and scenes, they're, you know, putting their experiences through the pen and the paper or whatever. But, I mean, I've been telling my story through instrumentals my whole life. So that's how I really started off, really just doing the music. So.
Yeah. And so for you then, I mean, starting off that way and being able to tell stories, you know, as you said, you know, through the instrumental, I mean, you know, we always say on this program, and I think it's one of those things that I think everyone would agree on, that everyone has a story. Did you always believe that your story should be told? Because it's one thing to work with other artists, but it's another thing to say, you know what, I think I can be out front and I think I have something that I want to share. I mean, when did you get to that point?
I got to that point just being a teenager. I mean, just being maybe about 16 years old once I really took producing serious. So, I mean, like I said, just coming from where we come from, you just don't never really, just mindset of not getting out the city, but about 16. And like I said, once I start doing, getting deep into the music, I'm like, well, I could take this music thing and this career a different way and show them and show the people around me that, you know, it's bigger than life down here. So.
Right. Right, and I think that's the thing. And I think that's the thing also that shows people, Louis, it doesn't matter about the age. It really is about the mindset. We're going to talk more about that, too. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Louis is joining us during this segment. We're talking with him not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to realize at an early age not only what his passion was, but then, of course, to be able to follow that passion. So, Louis, we have to, before we get into the success that you're experiencing now and the single bout it was Gucci Mane, we have to talk about fear, because I think for a lot of people, as we've kind of been saying, I mean, a lot of people will look around themselves and they will say, you know, what they can't do or, you know, what's not possible. How have you not allowed fear of what other people may think of your music or even, you know, what you feel yourself can do? How have you not allowed that to stop?
Building confidence. I mean, you got to have confidence in yourself before anybody believes in you anyway. So building confidence and believing in my craft, believing in me, believing in my area, believing in my people around me, believing in my family, just all that, just that builds confidence and that, you know what I'm saying, turns into my music. So that's how I feel. A fear of failure is not even an option to, you know, it's getting out. That's the end of the question. You know, my kids looked up to me. So a fear of me failing, a fear of me stopping, whatever, that it's not even an option.
Gotcha. And so that brings us to where we are today. I mean, now you have, I mean, the single About It with Gucci Mane. You know, you have the new project, Guns N' Roses 2. I mean, how did the Guns N' Roses project, the first one, how did it initially come about for you, Louis?
I wanted to do a bittersweet CD. So I do all types of music. I do R&B and hip-hop together. So I wanted to do a bittersweet CD and pretty much cater to free element of it and then cater to, you know, females and all that stuff. So the Guns N' Roses is really standing for just bittersweet, and that's how the element came from, you know what I'm saying, the CD, the idea, the whole concept. So
what surprised you the most about the way it was received, not just in your area, but outside, of course, thanks to the internet especially? I mean, what surprised you the most about the response from the first project?
I mean, it surprised me greatly, because at the end of the day, like, I come from a population that's like 50,000 people. So just receiving a great embrace of my music, and once I put out any single, whatever, and I get 100,000 or even 50,000 views or 100,000 or more up. So it's, like I said, surprising, and I'm more than grateful to, you know, embrace that. So
yeah. Let's talk about that, because it's one thing, of course, to have, you know, the support of those that you can physically see. I mean, to have the internet being there, I mean, to kind of help you in many ways, I think, to level the playing field, because you're able to literally reach the world, you know, by posting everything. I mean, do you think that, you know, that your understanding of social media and how to best use it is one of the things that has helped you in getting your music out and getting your lyrical voice out?
Yeah, social media is definitely a great platform to put music. You know, music nowadays is getting released in a different format than more than CDs, and everything is digital. So a platform for social media is probably like 90% of the reach your fans anyway now. So yeah, it's definitely a great platform and definitely a great avenue to utilize for your music and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a great reminder for all of us, no matter what our profession might be. So that brings us to the single that we're about to hear, Louis, that being Bout It. I mean, as I said, that's with Gucci Mane. How did this collaboration come about?
The collaboration came about. My business partner, Bo Dills, linked me up with him. He did business with me previously, and you know, he do business with Yo Gotti, Waka. He actually signed with Waka Flocka right now. So we just thought we went, for one, we went to the label, we went to Epic, and we went to the label and talked about I needed a big name on the record, and then Bo Dill brought it up and talked about Gucci and all that stuff. So we sat down and game planned about how we could put the record together, and I mean, it came out tremendous to me.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Bout It by Louis featuring Gucci Mane. We'll be back with our final moments with Louis right after this. You all stay with us.
Don't be bad, don't be bad now. get bad a nigga, you know, you know, you know, be a bad a nigga, you know.
Yeah, I got the bank of soda with a little cane for it. 360, it make you play for it. Talk beat and ran the fuck for it. Judah, it make you late for it. I got a mother named Annie.
What?
Taught a nigga how to get the money.
Get the money.
A damn named Kenny.
Kenny.
Ryan Weed City with a bandana. Yeah, better check it. The Mississippi got it. Ski gon' pencil and get some chips about it. The TC a flatline. Better shape up and act right.
You ain't need no need about it. You ain't need no need about it now. You ain't need no need about it. Got the cream like pee about it. You ain't know.
My top is quarter mil. You serving quarter pounders while I'm out in Brazil. And I'ma keep player, cause I'm so debonair. Sending pints in the mail, 50 pints with the seal. Yellow sharp with the gills, 20 autos the wheels. That's what it is. I had that bitch on them pills. How you feel? Get it how you live. I put some hoes in your crib. I see your on the trip.
You ain't need no need
about it.
You ain't need no need about it now. You ain't need no need about it. Got the cream like pee about it. You know, you know.
My Glock ain't got no safety or no f***ing papers. I like my weed with no seeds, my liquor with no taser. I don't owe you n***a, don't ask me for no favors.
You know.
Then send her to you about 4 hours later. Still smelling like ether, I'm fresh out the stove. Residue on my clothes, it worth more than gold. Lil' mama powder her nose and turn into a freak. Swallow that D until a n***a fall asleep. If you ain't know that, about it. I love my pistol, can't even hit the store without it. My p call me a dog, I say I'm a beast. Give me respect or give me 50 feet. Doing 95, that I-95. 5% tint so we can smoke and drive. Shout out to my pistol, it stay by my side. On the road to riches, chopping and ride.
You ain't need no need about it. You ain't need no need about it now. You ain't need no need about it. Got the cream like pee about it. You know, you know.
That was Louie with Bout It featuring Gucci Mane right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with the man himself, talking with him not only about his musical and lyrical journey and what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. We're going to be telling you all a little bit later how you can stay connected with Louie, as well as, of course, get updates on the new project, Guns N' Roses 2. Now, you know, one of the things that you talk about in that song, Louie, of course, is being on the road, of course, to success and being able, you know, to experience that. I mean, do you feel as though everything that you've done up until this point has really led you to where you are now? Not only the people you're able, you know, to collaborate with, but also, you know, the people you've been able to inspire too. Hello, Louie, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello, okay. Now we can hear you. Okay,
yeah,
I was talking.
I don't know what happened, but everything. Okay. Yeah, everything that you, you know, everything in life that, you know, for the next level of whatever level you start at, it's a mission. So, yeah, everything that I have been through and went through has led me to my destination right now.
Yeah. You know, and do you also hope, going back to how we began the conversation, Louie, do you also hope that people realize that, too, that every day is not going to be easy? I mean, that we all have our challenges, but to not allow those things to stop them.
Yeah, you never get distracted by stuff that doesn't even matter sometimes. Like, it could be, you know, you go up the street, somebody could tell you that they don't like the music. I'm not going to allow that to affect me or any. I mean, it's a billion people or a trillion people in this world, so at the end of the day, I don't let anything distract me or anything get in my way to reach my destination or my goals. You never do that.
Gotcha. So we talked about Guns N' Roses, the first project. Talk to us about the new project, Guns N' Roses 2, what audiences can expect from that project.
It's definitely going to be way, way more better than the first one, which I think I love the first one. I'm in love with the first one, but I'm more in love with the second one because I put more time and effort into the CD, and I'm giving you a bigger sound and more. The production is more better. The lyrics is more involved. So yeah, it's gonna be a tremendous, great album. What mixtape, and then the album coming soon. So.
All right, all right. I mean, and what does it feel like for you as we wrap up, Louis? What does it feel like for you to know that, you know, by your working hard the way that you have, you know, as a producer, now as an artist yourself, that people are taking notice of you? You have the labels, of course, have noticed what you've done. I mean, how does that feel to know that, I mean, that all of this hard work has definitely paid off for you?
It's great. I mean, like I said, every step that I took led me to this point. Every sacrifice that I have made led me to this point. Every person I met, good or bad business, led me to this point. You learn, you live and you learn. So I don't regret anything that I traveled on this road. I mean, I'm very blessed and very fortunate for, you know, just even meeting the people, even talking to you right now. It's a very fortunate, and I'm appreciative for every opportunity that I get. So, it's a great opportunity for me.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing, man. I mean, all of us, we have to definitely, you know, remain appreciative. I think that's the big part of it all. And, you know, and I think, too, you know, giving your best, as you mentioned, I mean, that's the thing, too, to continue to grow as well. It means a lot. Again, everyone, recording artist Louis has been our guest. That single you guys heard is called Bout It. It's from his upcoming release. So, Louis, how can our audience stay connected with you, man, and stay updated on the mixtape and the album?
I mean, you can find me on iTunes, I mean, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all Louis JLB _, Snapchat, the same. I mean, iTunes is going to be dropping soon. It's going to be the same, Louis Luciano, Guns N' Roses 2. Like I said, the opportunity for just getting that in life, you got to take advantage of every opportunity you get, any good or bad, so. I mean, my question to you, I have one question. What do you think about the record?
I actually like the song. You know, I mean, hip-hop is not something that I listen to a whole lot, but what I do listen to are the words. And so, I mean, for me, so that's why when I picked up that one thing, I think that's the thing. You know, I think, you know, for me, when I was listening to the song initially when Sharday sent it over to me, I thought, you know, this is a song that is about enjoying life and being able to enjoy life.
Yes.
And I think that's what everyone kind of wants, right? Was that part of it for you? I mean, just about enjoying life and being able to enjoy yourself.
I mean, it's about, yeah, definitely about enjoying life and about being about what you need to accomplish. That's why, you know, be about it. You know what I mean? So, if you're going to talk about reaching a goal, go just be about it. Don't talk about it, just be about it. And that was the whole concept of just – see, when I grew up off R&B. I mean, my brother listened to R&B all day. My mom listened to blues. So, you know, hip-hop is, you know, it's a avenue for – it's like poetry to me, you know, and that's why I like to –
Sure.
You know, I can't sing, so – you know, I like to write poems. I started writing poems when I was like 6 years old. So, yeah, that was the avenue of start writing lyrics. So.
Got you. No, I mean, the message definitely comes through, and I think that's the thing. I mean, you know, so much of music, and not just, I mean, I'm not just talking about hip-hop, so much of music in general, you know, it's much more about the beat than it is about the words. And for me, when I listen to a song, I'm always, that's what draws me in is the words. I mean, because, I mean, that's what I'm going to remember at the end of the day. I definitely enjoyed it. And I think, you know, that's something, like you said, I mean, it gives us something to be able to look forward to when it comes to the new mixtape, Guns N' Roses 2, but also, of course, for the album as well. So make sure you all are staying connected again with Louis on social media. Stay updated with him so you all can get the post about the new project. And Louis, it goes without saying, man, you're welcome back here anytime, man.
Appreciate it, sir. And like I said, I appreciate it for being on this show. And I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thank you.
Hey, man, glad to have you myself. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Louie, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You will make it a great one.